Brothers and sisters, good morning to you.
见到大家真是一个感恩的机会。
It's an opportunity to give thanks whenever I can see you.
这个礼拜有几方面感恩。首先，知道大家考试考完了，很开心啊。
There's a couple things you can give thanks. First of all, I know that you all finished your final.
那么上个礼拜呢，下大雨，我们也为大家祷告，因为希望这个大雨不曾造成任何太严重的困难。
And we also thank for the rain. We pray that the rain won't cause great damage, which is the case.
那么我们上个主日呢，有机会已经思考过，就是当以理跟三个朋友来到巴比伦，怎么样坚守自己的信仰。
So last week we had talked about how Daniel and three of his friends who came to Babylon and who hold on to their faith.
这四位的年轻人都坚守信仰。
So these four young men, they hold on to their faith.
可是有件事情发生了。
But then something happened.
就是发生在第二章的。
That something happened in the second chapter.
本来真是很危险的，因为巴比伦王发了个梦。
It was quite dangerous because the king of Babylon had a dream.
然后呢，要人解释那个梦是什么。
And he asked people to interpret the dream for him.
所有人都不能够解释。后来但以理蒙神给智慧，解释那个梦，也将意义讲出来。
None but Daniel who had wisdom from God and who can interpret the dream for the king.
但以理真是好，他当蒙到王帝的欣赏的时候，还说：“王帝啊，我这三个朋友也是非常好的，你也给他们继位吧。”
And Daniel,
王说：“好。”
And Daniel is such a good friend. So when he was appreciated by the king, he also recommended his three friends to the king.
所以这三个朋友们呢，就是平步青云，是不是？
So these three friends become important people.
就好像以前住在圣德巴巴的，好像住在天堂一样。哦，一下子过天堂的生活了。
So they are like living in the paradise, just like living in Santa Barbara.
可是，一去到第三章
，But when it comes to the chapter three,
完全不同了。
Things are changed.
哦，原来这个皇帝看在这个梦里边说那个金头就是指到巴比伦王，他就弄一个金像。
So in the dream, he saw that the head of the image is king of Babylon. So he made an image out of it.
他推崇王帝崇拜。
So he promote this emperor worship.
要所有人都要拜这个金像。
And ask all people to worship this gold image.
然后宣布，如果不拜的人送到那个火牢里面。
And he also decreed that for anyone who disobeyed would be thrown into this furnace.
这三个人本来是好像已经是过天堂般的生活了。
These three was in heaven supposedly.
一下子现在要面对一个战区了。
And suddenly they are put into a war zone.
一下子整个人生面对一个很大的挑战。
So their life facing an important challenge.
刚才大家读圣经的时候，大家有没有也问一个问题呢
？So while you were reading it, do you have a question?
但以理在哪里啊
？So where is Daniel?
请问但以理在哪里？你们猜猜看。
Where is Daniel at the time?
但以理在哪里啊？
Where is Daniel?
他们很多都了解说出差了。
They're probably on business trip.
可能去了洛杉矶啊，不晓得是不是。
Maybe it's in Los Angeles somewhere.
可是他不在了。
So, but he wasn't there.
我们看看这三个朋友现在很重要了。
So the three friends of Daniel become very important.
他们三个人的名字原来很有意思的。
Their names are actually quite interesting.
如果你们再有孩子，再有子孙了。考虑这三个名字。
So if you have children or grandchildren, maybe you should consider these three names.
哈拿尼亚的意思是说耶和华满有恩惠。
So the name Hananiah is means Jehovah is full of grace.
米撒利就是说有谁能像神一样。
So Mishael is like who can be compared to God.
然后呢，亚撒尼亚就是耶和华是我的帮助。
So Azariah means Jehovah is my help.
哎，弟兄姊妹啊，有时候我们当中一个属灵的领导，或者我们的好朋友，或者小组的组长，有一天都会离开我们的，是不是啊
？So brothers and sisters, sometimes our leaders or our friends in fellowship may leave us.
啊，这是去年我们拍的照片。
This is a picture from last year.
明年他们会不会在呢？
Will they be here next year?
很难说。
It's hard to say.
我们弟兄姊妹的好朋友在这里的成长，我们甚至教会的领袖也很难说。
Brothers and sisters, or even the leaders of this church, whether they will be here tomorrow, next year is hard to say.
我们可是但以理当时也不在了。
So Daniel wasn't there, wasn't around at the time.
所以大家要自己要坚守信仰。要很努力的。
So three of them needs to, they cannot count on Daniel, but they have to work hard.
当时他们暴露，在不同的处境里边。
Because they were exposed to the situation at the time.
我就想到一首送行的诗歌给他们。
So I thought about.
我一起来读一次好不好？
A poem which I made up. So let's read it together.
故人西辞 Santa Barbara。夏天六月毕业礼，飞经远景比空境，唯见 Lee Better Beach 天自流。这是我参考李白的哈。
This poem is actually kind of modified from poem written by 李白。
那么是现在我们这三个朋友又很重要了。
So the three friends I have is they are facing an important point of life.
在一个敌对神的背景里边，常常都是要面对挑战，没有永久的安稳。
So there's no long-lasting peace in a environment or country where it's anti God.
啊，我们看看那个背景，就是看这个镜像啊，好奇怪啊，90尺高，然后9尺宽。
So this is a very interesting gold image, which is 60 cubic high and 6 cubic wide.
它的这最关键的，它不是叫你拜一拜呀，它要你每年每月都天天拜偶像。
What's important is that the command, the decree is to ask you to worship this image daily.
都等于好像我们现在。暴露在一种文化敌对神的文化，不是说一天而已，是常常发生。
So it's just like we're exposing to this anti-God society where it's not just a one-day event, but it's daily event.
而且是当时的所有的省份、所有的国家的人民。
And this command is covers every one and in every provinces.
然后呢，说明不遵守的人就要遭遇这个后果。
And there are consequences who disobey this decree.
不给他面子，就要得到这个后果。
And you will face the consequence if you disobey or disrespect this rule.
啊，大家想象，当时只有三个人。
Think about this. There are only three of them.
我刚才看到三位弟兄领事，我想，好，他们就好像。也是代表那三位一样哦。
So I saw the three worship leaders. Sounds like they're just three of them.
啊，他们三个人也在所有人都拜的时候站在哪里，是一个很大的压力。
So it's a great pressure when everyone is bowing down and only they stood up.
哎，那个林中，你的同事都是印度朋友，如果他们都要吃。任度加利的时候，你也有没有压力啊？
Yes, I don't like curry.
就是说，我们在一个大家做同样事情的时候，决定不做里边，我们不否认这个是有压力。
So you have pressure if your peers are doing the things that is against your will.
然后，以致保罗在提摩太就已经告诉我们，我们要。逃避少年人的私欲。
So in Paul's writing to Timothy tells us to flee from the our desire desires.
同那倾心祷告的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
But to pursue the righteousness, faith, and love, and peace, along with others.
就是能够与能够同样坚持立场的人追求这种属灵的品格。
So with those who can hold on to the truth and pursue this character, holy characters.
当一位弟兄看为旁边两个弟兄坚持的时候，其实彼此就成为鼓励。
So when you see the two other people around you who hold on that truth, then they become your encouragement.
当一位姊妹看到旁边两位姊妹彼此同心的时候，就成为一股力量。
So if a sister look at the two of the other sisters around her, they three become a important strength.
当一个家庭里边成员彼此坚持的时候，就是成为一股的坚持。
So it will become an important resistance, insistence, if the family can hold on together.
所以弟兄姊妹，在你生命里边爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们是很重要的。
So brother and sister, your friends, brother and sister around you who love God is important to you. They are important to you.
我们暴露在不同的引诱里边。
So we are exposed to different temptations.
没有人跟一个人是例外的。
None of us can be exceptions.
这个时候，几个家的人来要控告这三个犹太人。
So the three astrologers come to accuse them.
背后是因为是妒忌的缘故。
They're probably out of jealousy.
想到你们三个外邦人竟然爬在我们的头上。
I think they thought the three of them got ahead.
妒忌是骨中的朽烂。
So the envy will rot our soul.
当一个人被妒忌的时候，也是一个是非常不容易面对的处境。
So it is hard for us to face this jealousy.
我们首先要告诉自己，不要妒忌别人。
So first of all, we need to tell us not to be envious of others.
主耶稣说，在后的在先，在先的在后。
Lord once said that there will be first be the last, and the last will be first.
过去三十年，在大学城里边，其中容易产生的妒忌是什么？你晓得吗？
What kind of jealousy you see in a university town? Do you know what that is?
我们就是先来很辛苦，才有机会读书，很辛苦才能够有自己第一个小的房子，后边的人一下子都有了。
So the people came first, probably work really hard in order to gain the degree and also house. But the people came later seems to have it all.
这个是一个容易产生妒忌的一个引诱，我们都要小心。
So this may cause us to be jealous, and we need to be watchful.
当面对这个妒忌的时候
，So when we face when we have this type of jealousy,
我们周围都会发生这样的人哦。
And we sometimes see people around us are like that.
这个时候呢，王帝就用方法来对付这三个人。
So the king have ways to deal with the three people.
就是叫他们妥协。是不是你们真是不想敬拜我的神啊？
So the king tried to persuade them so they would compromise.
是不是故意啊？
Are you doing this on purpose?
然后再说，你是不是真是不肯啊？我要将你丢在火窑里啦。
So he threatened to throw them into the furnace, and saying, "Are you really not? Are you really disobeying my command?"
在圣经里边有三个王帝都是这样子说。
So there were three.Kings in Bible said something like this.
有何神能脱离我的手？
So what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?
哎，你记得其中有一个朋友啊，叫米撒，他的名字说有谁能像神呢？我想到可能他是新的领导，你就觉得同不同意？
So his one of the friends name is Mishael.
这个王帝说有谁能脱离我的手？
So the king asked, "Who can rescue you from my hand?"
当年法老也是这样子说。
So it's a Pharaoh said something similar.
耶和是谁？怎么叫我 叫以色列人前往西乃山呢？
So he said that who is the Lord that I should obey him and let the Israel go?
那亚述王希拿基利也是说，谁是耶和华能救耶路撒冷脱离我的手？
So the king of Assyria also said something like, how then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?
那些骄傲的人，骄傲的族长，骄傲的教授，可见得很厉害。这个骄傲的人会说，有谁？哇，真是很厉害。所以千万不要骄傲，我还是讲轻一点了。有谁有能力叫脱离我的手呢？
So, who can rescue you from my hand?
箴言告诉我们，马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜在乎耶和华。
So the prophet told us that the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord.
我知道法老王失败了。
So we know the Pharaoh was defeated.
亚述王那个军队一个晚上就被神派人185,000全部杀掉了。
So the soldiers from Syria, the king of Syria, was wiped out in overnight.
所以保罗说，感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。
So Paul proclaimed saying this.But we thank be to God, He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里边，正如我们今天早上唱的诗歌，我们不需要有惧怕。
So just like the song we sing, that we need, we should have no fear.
所以撒多拉、米沙、亚伯拉一个怎么说呢
？So what did the three friends reply?
哇，很精彩！他说：“你不可以杀人王，不是。”他说：“尼布格利色啊，你们发觉他没有叫王帝了哦。”这个时候他占了个身份，尼布格利色啊，我这次是我们不必为难你。
So he said, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves.
你们三个站起来。
So three of you, can you stand?
你们要用一个雄壮的声音讲出刚才他们三个讲的，来，预备开始。哇，鼓掌！请坐，请坐。哇，真有气势啊！
The fool with power.
主耶稣为我们钉死。
So Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross for us.
下个礼拜我们纪念主受难的时候，主耶稣对希律王也是一言不发。
So our Lord was said nothing to the King Herod.
然后讲了两个非常重要的说话。
So, and then, they said something very important.
他们相信神的能力。
They believe in the power of God.
再请起来讲这一句。
And can you stand again?
一起说啊。
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神也将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
等一等啊，还有一句，再请你去翻译哈。
Okay. So if we were thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from Your Majesty's hand.
首先，请问他们相不相信神的能力
？First of all, do they believe the power?
相不相信啊？
相信。
好。
既或不然，王啊，你当知道了，我们绝不侍奉你的神。
They continue to say, but even if he does not, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold of you have set up.
刚才你们有个动作，你再来一次，很好，这个好像有个动作就，哎，来来来来，大家转身看一看啊，都好，预备，来，既完不然，来，你才读啊，你们读啊。哎，谢谢，请坐。
Thank you. Have a seat.
相信神的能力。
Believing in the power of God.
也是顺服神的主权。
But also yield to the sovereign Lord.
既我不然
Even if it's not,
我们也不会侍奉你的神。
We will not worship, your God.
面对这个伙伴的试炼，包括王的怒气。
Facing the blazing furnace and also the fiery king.
这是我们都知道的事实哈。在这个时候
，So at this time，
出现有神的同在。
The presence of God is with them.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
请问我们最近或者到现在，是不是在一个火炼的试炼中呢
？Are we in this fiery trial？
彼得告诉我们
，Peter told us，
我们一起来读。
So let's read it together。
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，岂不是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若在基督里受辱，必是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们。在这里，彼得也告诉我们，我们每个人会在伙伴的试炼里边。
So, Peter told us that we will be in this fiery trial.
我们每个人都会。
We all will face it.
最关键就是对神的旨意的忠心的顺服。
But what's more important is that our obedience to the will of God.
是神拯救与否，我都愿意服从到底。
So whether God delivers us from the danger or not, we will obey to the end.
当主耶稣与在神面前祷告的时候
，So when Jesus prayed before God,
父啊，在你凡事都能
，He said, "Abba, Father." He said, "Everything is possible for you."
求你将这杯撤去
，So take this cup from me.
然而不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Yet not what I will.But what you will.
很多年前有一位宣教士
Many years ago, there's a missionary.
等一下我们看到一个他有关他的录影带
So we're going to see a recording of his of this person.
有五位年轻人
So the five young people
带着自己的妻子孩子们
Take their family, wives and children.
去到萨尔多的这个地方。
Went to
多尔的地方。
Ecuador.
这个是一个吃人族的地方。
So it's a tribe that practice cannibalism.
他们是非常没有文化。
They are without
没有文化。对，他们。非常艰难得到福音。
It's very difficult for them to receive a gospel.
是一个宣教士的一种最有挑战的地方。
It is most challenging place for missionary.
这几位弟兄们有这个心去到他们当中。
So these brothers and sisters, they have the hearts for them.
可是他们已经在过程里面培养不但是自己妻子孩子们
So over time they prepared not only themselves but the whole family
为了得到绝不能失上的东西
So they prepare themselves for the event
永远的东西我们不能够失去暂时的东西我们可以放弃
So they were preparing them to get the things they cannot to receive the things they cannot lose.
因为他们的愿意，结果整个族类信主了。
Because their willingness, the whole tribe was converted and believed in Christ.
可是那个代价是什么呢？我们一起来看看。
But what was the cost for this?
这五位宣教士的妻子、儿子、孩子们再去这个地方。
So, the family, wives and children, they went back to where the missionary died.
然后我们刚才看到，这个族人全部信主。
And we saw that the whole tribe became Christian.
杀死这个五个宣教士的凶手也成为他们族的牧师。
So the killer of the five people, the young people, the missionaries, became the preachers of the gospel.
而且1965年，这两位牧师还为当年他们杀死的这个宣教士的孩子施洗。
And the two people actually baptized children of those missionaries in 1965.
就是刚才那个孩子。
That is a kid, little kids we saw in the video.
他名字也是叫 Steve. 人家问你，哇，怎么可能发生这样的事情啊？
So, the little kid's name is Steve, and the people ask him, how can you be able to do this?
他说，这完全是耶稣基督的恩典呢。
He said, this is the grace of God, of the Lord.
因为我们就想他们认识耶稣。
Because we want them to know Christ.
他们为什么杀我的父亲？因为他们也是迷失的、迷路的人，迷失的羔羊啊。
And the reason they killed our father is because they were also like sheep gone astray.
原来爸爸妈妈一直帮助他们，其实我们自己也是曾经迷路的。
And we are just like them. We are also sheep that gone astray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要全家去准备。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to prepare ourselves, and our whole family needs to prepare itself.
我们的信仰是值得坚持，无论是结果是怎么样。
So our faith.Is worth of hold on to and holding on to.
我们福音是值得我们去传，无论代价是怎么样。
Regardless the end, how it ends or the cost, the gospel is worthy of our effort.
我们一起来读主耶稣讲的这一句。
So let's continue read what our Lord told us.
我实在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若死了，就接住许多人来。这五个宣教士的见证，影响多年来很多人热心的去传福音。
So, the testimony of these five missionaries has encouraged many to continue on their missionary work.
这是最近发生的一件事情。
And this has happened recently.
这是一位做警察的弟兄。
This is a brother who is also a policeman.
那个时候我跟师母在 Madison, 这个事情发生在 Colorado, 住在我们住的社区附近。
And this event happened in the community where we lived, but we were in Madison at the time.
这个弟兄跟他妻子还有两个女儿，一个一岁，一个四岁。他们全家都非常爱主。
So this brother and the wife and also the two daughters is a family that loves God.
那么最他们在一个美国教会找到时间鼓励大家要为神做更多的事情。
So they were encouraging church members to do something more for Christ.
能够更多的献给神，他们就在思考这方面。
So they said that they were thinking about how to dedicate themselves more to the work of the Lord.
在2017年最后一天是个主日。
So in 2017, the last Sunday,
他接到个消息，在哪个区里边有一个 apartment 里边有一些这个居民。有被搞扰的消息。
So he received a message saying that in the apartment there was some disturbance in an apartment.
他 就去到哪里。
So he went to that to check it up.
他常常都想帮忙一些有需要帮忙的居民。
So he often tried to help those people who are in need in the community.
当他打开门要进到另外一个门，有个男士是住在里边的。
So he went in and there's a then passing a door with a person with a male living in there.
那个人从他的住的房间就向他开枪了。
So that man shoot out from where he lives from the room where he lives in.
他就为主殉职，就是为这个做警察的责任就殉职了。
So he died in the line of duty.
他们回去 Denver 的时候。
So,
我回到 Denver.
When I went back to Denver,
他们 有举行安息礼拜。
And they had a memorial service.
首先那个接我们的弟兄告诉我们这个安息礼拜不单是整个 Colorado, 全球一共有50万人现场的去就是知道或者看到这个安息礼拜的内容。
So the person who give us right back home told us that this memory service is actually either watched or either present or watched. There are about 50,000 people either
present, 500,000
either present or watched over some internet media.
他的太太就这样子说了。
So his wife said something like this.
他说我为继续按照我跟先生照主的教训培养我们的孩子们。
So I will raise up my daughters as my husband and I was doing to raise them in the Lord.
这是我写给我丈夫最后一封爱的信件。
And this is the last love letter I wrote to my wife.
每个人都
to my husband, I'm sorry.
都非常被感动。
And they were people there were all been touched.
忽然间就体会到，真是一粒麦子落在地上，人只是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
So they realized that's what means to have a kernel of wheat that falls to the ground.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你与我愿意为主殉道吗
？Will you be willing to martyr for the Lord？
可能这些事情不会发生在我们身上。
It may not happen in real life in our life.
不是这种方法。
May not be the way.
可是我们愿意坚守立场。
But are we willing to insist on holding on to this faith?
神有力量。
And God will have the power.
使我们在火里边不受任何的影响。
And protect us from the fire in that furnace.
我们也有忠诚
and we'll have that faith,
既患不然
even if he does not,
我们还是坚持到底
and we will be faithful to the end.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
在我这个祷告的时间我要请大家有一个决定
So during this prayer I'm going to ask you to make a decision.
有哪些弟兄姊妹
are there brothers and sisters?
愿意告诉主说
willing to tell the Lord,
我相信你的能力
and I believe in your strength and power,
同时既或不然
but even if you don't deliver us,
我为坚持到底
I will be faithful to the end,
献上自己
give myself up,
付出任何的代价
with any cost.
我会教导我与我的家人
I will teach my family
做随时的准备
be ready for this time.
有这样的弟兄姊妹，请你举起你的手，我要为你祷告。
So, if you raise your hand, I will pray for you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
还有哪一位？好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，你看到我们。
Dear Jesus Christ, you can see us.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
因为你是值得我们献上自己的。
Because you are worthy of our dedication.
你是我们一切的一切。
You are my all in all.
我们谢谢你。
We give thanks to you.
求你也保守我们刚才做了决定的。
We also pray that you will help the ones who just made that decision.
不是一时的决定。
Not a decision in a rush.
那是一生的坚持。
But an insistence of their life.
恭敬祷告。
We pray.Sincerely.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we do this, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。